Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
This will end the Saints' eight-game winning streak against the Chicago Bears as Caleb Williams takes a knee, and the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season, and that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. Look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a nice job playing, you know, winning football. They're starting to get a feel offensively. They've scored some points, and the defense is playing better and better, so they're playing good football.
The Ravens are on the docket for Sunday at noon in Baltimore.
And it has been ugly, man.
And the Bears are looking to have big fun in Baltimore.
1-5, Lawrence Holmes. Is that good for a team that a lot of people pick to go to the Super Bowl?
It is not.
Baltimore, what's that?
The Baltimore Sun had a huge expose. We mentioned it yesterday about how the Ravens were essentially soft. The core of the team is soft.
Now, our guy Alex Kuhn actually had some thoughts about that piece and other pieces about the Baltimore Ravens. Alex?
Isn't it interesting that Todd Monken was the one who took most of the arrows in this piece? And it came after John Harbaugh publicly criticized Todd Monken to the media?
Are you saying that it's possible that one of the sources, because then they say they had like 25 sources or something like that, is it possible that one of the sources on that piece is John Harbaugh?
Seems like it, and he has vigorously defended his defensive coordinator, Zach Orr, who has been awful this season. So I feel like the Baltimore Ravens have real problems.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that and you put that context on it, because as I was reading this piece earlier in the week on the Ravens and Harbaugh having been there for 12 years since they won the Super Bowl, he has a way of shielding himself when things go bad there in spurts. Like, he's not responsible for the offense. He's the special teams guy, right? And mm-hmm. he's the overseer of such things. And one AFC coach was quoted in this piece from Mike Sando and said, Harbaugh will get the band back together on defense. He'll fire a couple of guys on offense for effect, and he will roll on, is what Mike Sando had surmised. That fits with Alex's thought process.
It's just like you, your fantasy team. Sometimes you got to, you know, you got to set an example and
Amen.
Be like, hey, I'm cutting this guy so the rest of you guys understand.
To send a message.
Yeah,
that's what I do. That's what I do. And my team is doing much better now. Thanks for noticing. I'm glad you referenced the fantasy. They're going to reference like radio partners of the past or something like that. Then I just find a way to move on, you know, and
shield.
We got no choice in this business.
Yeah.
That's very true.
You can't just sit there.
Yeah, these people who are, you know, insulated and they survive year after year after year. What can you say about these people? Oh, wait, I'm also one of those.
You're also one of those, Danny. Danny, I mean, your list of ex-hosts is enormous. We don't publicize that enough. Everybody knows my list is in the 40s. What's your list, Mr. Man?
Huh.
Very interesting.
Been sitting in that chair for a long time.
Looking awfully comfortable over there.
Maybe it's you.
That's right. What number person is Alex to sit next to you on that side of the glass? Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a lot of people, actually.
Eight? Ten? I don't know. You ever done that math?
Yeah.
I've never done the math.
All right, well, you know, I was told there'd be no math, but there comes a time. There comes a time.
Yes. Back to the Ravens.
Yes.
So.
They're a mess.
They are a mess. And it's funny because didn't they bring in like a babysitter for Zach Orr last year? I forgot who it was, but it was like an old school, like defensive coordinator face came in there and was working with Zach Orr last year.
Oh, that's interesting, because he replaced Wink Martindale, who was great as the host of Tic-Tac-Toe and as the defensive coordinator for the Ravens.
Yeah, to do both of those jobs is
tough, man.
That's Brian Billick-esque.
That's really hard to
be able
that.
To be in both of those places.
And now that you're right, they had
there was
somebody.
A defensive consultant,
Dean Pease.
That's who it was.
Oh, there it
old
is.
Old school Dean Pease.
It's just because Dick LeBeau wasn't available.
I was going to guess Phil Snow.
I was going to guess Al Snow. But yeah, Dean Pease came in there because a lot of people think that Zach Orr is someone who will
eventually... Don't you hate when the Dean Pease people stop you down on Michigan Avenue? You're just trying to get some coffee or Chipotle?
That's what Butkus and Eberflus were bonding about, reading Dean Pease. That's what they were doing.
Snapping peas.
Uh-huh.
But there are a lot of people who think that Zach Orr has the makeup to someday be a head coach.
Uh-huh.
And so with him struggling in the first year,
he's
like, here, let's bring in Dean Pease to help him out. And now it's year two, and that defense is still struggling. I stand by the idea that as much of a disaster as they are, and I think that Alex is on to something, I think the biggest problem is they're injured. I think that's their biggest issue.
I know. Yes, you are on record with that. But that Baltimore Sun expose said, among other things, one veteran player said to the Baltimore Sun, quote, "It was that Bills game that put a beating on us in week one, mentally.
The week one game.
And it felt like everything was ending. Even though it was the first game, we let that carry over." That is some soft-ass-ish right there for a team with championship aspirations.
They lost 41-40. Yes, they scored 16 points in 2 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah, but it happens.
It was a competitive game.
Yes, it's the NFL.
And their schedule has been an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, okay. Well, good for you. You're a good team. You're a good team, and you got marquee games early on in the season. Deal with it. But John Harbaugh is standing strong in the face of all this stuff, isn't he? He's standing strong. He's firm. He's comfortable. He believes in his leadership and all of that, right?
Well, let's talk about the leadership for a second. Because when I heard the story that the ping pong tables had been removed and it's the no fun league in Baltimore, I immediately thought that the head coach was trying some Harry High School stuff.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. It's not, but you know, because that's what I thought, that the because he removed all the distractions, right?
Right. That's what you're led to believe, but that might not be 100% true. Here's what Harbaugh had to say about the story in the Baltimore Sun.
For a matter of clarity, there was this report out that the coaches had all these games and extracurriculars removed from the locker room. Can you put in any clarification? Was that the players or the coaches?
I would say that the report was inaccurate. And false. The stuff was taken out of the locker room. I was informed of it after it was gone by the equipment guy, and that the players, the veteran players, a couple of veteran players got together and decided they wanted to take that stuff out. So my pinball machine that I had gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas, I don't know where it's at right now. So
really?
I don't know where it's at. It's in the storage somewhere, I guess. I'll take it home. I'll take it back home. I like pinball.
Can we find it?
You want it in the media room? Maybe it's in the media room right now. It's not. Okay. You would notice. Okay. That's why you're really asking. I see.
You don't need distractions.
John, you probably want to have a slightly firmer grasp on what's going on in your locker room.
When there's theft?
My pinball machine.
My pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas. I don't know where it's at. So I don't know where it's at.
That's so sad.
I love the idea, too, of the equipment guy walking in there and being like, oh, no, something's gone horribly wrong. I've got to tell the coach right away.
Right.
Coach. Everything's gone. What do you mean everything's gone? Everything's gone. The ping pong tables, the pinball machine, it's all gone.
My pinball machine.
And then, like, now that we know, or at least Harbaugh is saying, like, the idea of Harbaugh being like, what?
Yeah, right.
And then rushing out to make sure, where's my precious pinball machine?
See, I was,
who's taking it?
I was thinking that the equipment guy would be like, wow, I guess Coach made a decision. Interesting. Hey, Coach, why'd you get rid of the stuff?
I ain't get rid of anything. What are you talking about? I don't know who the Tony Medlin is of Baltimore, but I imagine it's a guy like that, like a lifetime guy that's been there forever, that walks in at 4:30 in the morning and is like, why is everything gone?
I just hope their coat drive is a success. You know what I'm saying?
So what's the funniest themed pinball machine? Because it wasn't just a generic pinball machine.
Adam's Family.
You mean my Star Wars pinball machine that I got you guys for Christmas?
Adam's Family's the best.
I'm going to go with Kiss. It's a Kiss pinball machine.
Yeah, Kyle Hamilton's like, who the hell is Kiss? What is this about?
Who are famous Baltimore musicians that have pinball machines?
Oh, God. That's a good question.
Maybe it's a The Wire pinball machine.
Now, that would be awesome, because I know there is a Sopranos one that's out there that I'm currently saving up to purchase, maybe. But if there was a Wire one, that'd be awesome.
Does Cisco have a pinball machine?
Yes, it's called the Thong pinball machine.
The pin thong machine.
I am.
It's exactly right. I immediately went there. Maybe it's a Philip Glass pinball machine, the classical avant-garde composer. Probably not, though. I'm going to say probably not on that one, but you don't know.
I actually really like the idea of it being The Wire or Cisco. Could you imagine
the
that?
Cisco Kodo pinball machine.
That's different.
Maybe it was like a crab themed, you know?
Old Bay pinball.
Old Bay, make one.
Here's your crab cake pinball machine. Let's just throw out every other
Baltimore
stereotype about Baltimore while we're at it.
It was a
Baltimore.
It was a Barry Levinson movie pinball machine. It was a diner themed pinball machine. That's what it was.
Wait, there's no O in pinball. I'm trying to figure out how people from Baltimore would say pinball machine, because they have a very distinct accent there in Baltimore.
Either way, that's sad. He sounds disconnected, Lawrence. It's not like, I guess as a coach, you want your veterans to take charge of things and take charge of the vibes, but if they're going to make a decision like that,
they should probably inform you.
That's what I'm saying.
But isn't this what Caleb is always talking about? The best teams are led by the players, and the players are like, get this. What if Roquan was like, hey, I know my leg doesn't work right now, but get this pinball machine out of here.
Yeah, but Kyle Hamilton had this to say about it. It wasn't my decision. I didn't even realize the machines were gone. Guess it's kind of a big thing now. I don't know if that's really affecting us on the field too much, but if we felt like we needed to do that as a team, then I'm all for it. So he didn't even know about it either.
We got you, avid pinball fan Kyle Hamilton. Wasn't my decision. I love it.
I love pinball.
He went on to say, I like Funhouse. That's an older machine, but if you find a new one, it's really, really good. Thanks, Kyle.
Is that like, you know, if things don't go well with the ratings, Mitch getting our golden tee up out of here? Or no, it'd be like me getting it out of here, right?
Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought this up.
Why doesn't it work?
No.
Oh.
I'm just using context clues here, where you leave the studio most breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was coming back from getting a coffee myself at a break, and I heard,
yeah.
Do you have an ongoing running golden tee game that you pick up every break sometimes?
No, I do it every few days or so. I like to play closest to the pin because you can do that in two breaks.
Ah, okay.
It's nine shots. So, you know, I like to play closest to the pin.
Gotcha.
And then usually I'll underclub a shot and then yell MF in the hallway when I do that.
Does it clear your
head? Heading toward the drink.
Yeah.
Does it clear your head of some of the nonsense that goes on from here segment to segment? Is it a good palate cleanser?
I think anyone who's ever played Golden Tee will tell you that it is a great stress reliever to just hit the rolling ball and hit your shot. And you try not to overdo it because, you know, people break Golden Tee machines doing that. But yeah, I like it's a good quick game.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, no, I understand.
And it keeps me from Topgolf.
Yeah, well, there you go, because, well, that's dangerous out there.
It is.
That's seriously dangerous.
They also, on this version of Golden Tee that we have, they have a version of, like, Topgolf on it, too. You can play that game, too.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, you can play it straight, you can play closest to the pin, which is my favorite.
Is that dangerous?
What?
The version of Topgolf.
No, because they don't allow firearms in this building that we're in, so you got no problem there.
All right.
So yeah, but the case, sometimes it's not even on, and that's the part I don't understand. It should be on all the time.
Yeah.
So why is it not on?
Lawrence, I can't imagine Lamar Jackson not playing in this game because they are 1-5 and because
this is the season.
You go 1-6, you're pretty much toast. I mean, going back to 1970, only four teams that started 1-5 reached the playoffs. Four teams ever.
Extra game helps.
Yes.
In that regard, where you've got more time, but you got to go 9-2.
Yeah, you got to go 9-2 from right now just to get to 10-7 and really give yourself a shot in a crowded AFC.
And now the AFC North, because Joe Flacco has stepped in for what was terrible quarterbacking for the Bengals, has allowed the Bengals to believe that they could kind of play this thing out for a little while and be a competitive team with all the very expensive pieces that they have that aren't named Joe Burrow.
Yeah, man. And it's like I kind of feel like that division is already lost to them. Am I crazy? Maybe not, because
I mean, don't the Steelers always kind of end up at 10-7?
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
And we'll see this weekend as Aaron Rodgers takes on Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And future Hall of Famer Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's just because it's just the Steelers with the Bengals and the Browns. So maybe that division is, that's too soon to say that. You're right. But this is a massive, massive week in that regard. Texter suggests an Edgar Allan Poe pinball machine.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it just, nevermore. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is saying that
all
the time.
Oh, yeah.
They got a little telltale heart trap on there.
Yeah, exactly.
With your ball.
Yeah.
That raven squawking at you every time you hit the ball in a certain place. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, this has been...
Oh, I hit it in the cask of Amontillado.
Uh-oh.
What am I going to do now?
Now how much would you pay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all of it. So, anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's that. Big fun in Baltimore.
Yeah, well,
with the Ratchet.
And just, it's gonna
a pinball machine that I gifted the guys 2 years ago at Christmas.
Very sad.
Yeah, he is like, guys, I gave you this for Christmas.
Back to Alex, by the way. Alex,
this is Christmas.
Oh, it's beautiful. You're picking the Bears in this, because I can't imagine picking the Bears in this game, but you're doing so, I'm sure, for purely strategic and thoughtful football related reasons.
Not exactly. Oh. Sean Sears is ahead of me in the score pick'em, so he's at 6-0. I think he's going to take the Ravens this week. So.
Sean Sears, the sharp. Who knew?
I do believe that the Ravens have huge issues, and I'm not sure that they're going to be able to overcome them this year.
No, don't go twisting it into football reasons. Stand strong in what you said pre-show. It's game theory.
It's scheme.
It's purely scheme and game theory, and you're willing to put aside any
it's
true football logic.
It's this pinball machine. Yeah. I choose to believe that somebody stole it out of the locker room. There are some huge issues there.
What we all want to know is, how is Sean Sears doing? Is he chalk? Is he doing favorites every week? Is that what's going on here?
No.
You seem to have gamed him. You seem to know his strategy.
I just have a feeling.
Alex, I feel like it's a little too early for you to do that, though.
It is.
I totally, 100% agree.
I feel like you should just be going with your gut right now.
Yes.
I don't feel like you should be chasing him for the top dog status.
Week 7.
I mean, my God.
Week 8, but
well,
still.
Still seventh game.
Yeah. Running out of opportunities to catch up.
I don't believe that's true.
I don't think it's true.
I don't
true.
Believe that's the case.
I don't think it's true either.
You will regret such things.
When we come back, Spiegs is going to walk us through the poker part of this story with Chauncey Billups, because Spiegs is our resident poker player and poker cheat. So he'll explain it next here on The Score.
That pressure thing is nothing to me, man. I do the best I can and let the chips fall where they may. You know that about me by now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
How quick?
Out of respect, guys from other crews got away with a warning. Everybody else, watch out. Like these yokels here, who never heard of Nikki or the bosses back home. Because they're the morons who give you the most trouble. Even after we catch them, they try sneaking back with beards and wigs and fake noses. You can spot these by watching the way they bet. Like this guy. He's betting lavender chips at 500 each with only one little problem. He's always guessed right. If he wasn't so greedy, he'd have been tougher to spot. But in the end, they're all greedy.
Cheater's justice!
Chauncey Billups is in a lot of trouble right now, and he has been arrested. They arrested him. The team was in Orlando, and no, he got arrested in Oregon, right? He got arrested in Oregon, and it was Terry Rozier, I believe, who got arrested in Orlando. Chauncey Billups is arrested and under investigation because of rigged poker games tied to the mafia. That's what the FBI has said. Here is a quote from the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nasella, who said the mafia had pre-existing control over non-rigged illegal poker games around New York City. As a result, they became involved in the rigged poker games, helping to organize the games and taking a cut of the proceedings and working to enforce the collection of debts. Close quote. So Chauncey Billups was supposedly involved in all of this, and he might be co-conspirator number 8.
On the sports gambling one, too.
Yep.
So he might be involved in both.
Yep.
And what's interesting, Lawrence, for the listener's edification, there are 3 mafia families involved in these poker games, And what's unclear is how Chauncey Billups and Damon Jones became affiliated or involved with these three mafia families.
They were the face cards, right?
Well, that's how they were used.
That's what is being alleged, that they are the people that were drawing bigger names into these poker games so that the pot would be bigger and the collection would be bigger.
Like the big fish would be smitten with the idea of playing with NBA types. So they would use Billups and Damon Jones to draw these players in. Chauncey received $50,000 after one of these rigged poker games.
Allegedly.
That's one example. As a poker player, I have dreamed of somehow, some way, ending up at one of these big private games. You know, I've played in private games, but never with the kind of big shooters and the big fish that end up at these things. But you dream of these things. So it enrages me. Doesn't surprise me, but it enrages me to think that somebody might end up at these games and be taken advantage of the way that people were taken advantage of. You saw some of the stuff that's involved here. We're talking about the shuffling machine, which I'll get to in a second, but X-ray specs.
Yeah, it was some real James Bond type stuff where there's X-ray specs, there's contact lenses,
which were both used to apparently see marked cards. If you had the right contact lenses or glasses, you could see marked cards within a deck. So that's one thing. There was also, what, an X-ray machine they'd put under the table?
X-ray machine.
There's a lot of machines going on here. But I want to focus on the shuffling machine. For a second here. Because I talked to somebody who runs a private game. The private game that I like to go to. And there's a human shuffler there. You know, there's a human dealer and he does the shuffling. But we've talked many times about getting...
Well, I want to make sure that you're not going to blow up your spot here. I know you love like sharing with the audience, but take a breath here and make sure you're not going to mess your thing up or anyone else you're affiliated with.
Not at all. We've talked before about getting a shuffling machine, which he told me today in a phone call is called the Deckmate 2.0. Deckmate. Don't you love that?
Isn't that what they were using to rig the machines at the Bellagio?
Well, that's what everybody uses. Everybody uses the Deckmate 2.0. Here's what I didn't know. That there's a camera inside every Deckmate 2.0 that sees all the cards. And it's there to regulate and to make sure that like all the cards are there. There's not 2 5 of diamonds. And there's at least 1 5 of diamonds. You know what I mean? So the camera inside the machines is a feature, not a bug. What people have figured out how to do is to put either on a USB drive or some other way something that hacks into that camera and sends information to somebody's phone telling you what every player on the table has been dealt as their opening hand. So somebody jams a USB drive into the back of the Deckmate 2.0 and then somebody...
And hacks it, right? It's someone's written code that changes what it does.
And then maybe somebody at the table, if it's a place that allows you to use a cell phone, or maybe it's somebody else, but it's probably somebody at the table who then looks down and they know what everybody has. And then they signal other cheaters at the table. So there's multiple cheaters at the table.
How do you do all this, by the way, and look natural while playing cards?
Because Tanny, to exactly to your point, every player has their own methods by which they hold on to their chips and they tap their chips, or they shuffle, they hold their cards, they peek at their hole cards, they tap their cards. Everybody has these little peccadillos, and your job as a poker player is to examine and learn all these things from people and see if there's inconsistencies. I do it all the time.
Well, that I understand. That's the whole essence of the game. But how do you, well, if you're a cheater, how do you have all this information and data on your phone and do it smoothly enough where you can operate through a game of poker?
This is what I'm saying. You learn how to just read those that transmission that comes to you.
And then it backs up what you already had suspicions about.
You don't even need that. You just need to know, all right, seat five has aces. Seat five has the best hand. Seat five is the boss. Seat five has the nuts, whatever, because you know exactly what they have. And then you tap your chips five times, and the other cheaters know that's your method to tell them which seat has the best hand. It's that easy.
It's like being a receiver for Aaron Rodgers. The hand signal, and this means this.
Every poker game needs Randall Cobb. Even if he's washed up, it doesn't matter. You must get Randall Cobb. But to know that this is going on at some of these games that you dream of being at
makes you not want to be at them.
It enrages me because my thirst and desire to be at those games is so vast. And I've been at some games where you're like, man, I see the shuffling machine. I feel good. You see the shuffling machine, you're like, all right, I know it's all above board. Everything's just getting shuffled.
And now you're like, oh, someone has figured out how to hack that.
Yes, yes. And I didn't realize that that was so easily hackable, and it puts all those games that I might ever be at into effing question, and it pisses me off.
You've been worried about the three-finger drag with a thumb on the bottom, and now all of a sudden you got to worry about the shuffle machine.
I ever tell you about the game at Jose Canseco's house in Los Angeles?
How many steroids were on the table?
Yeah, man, I never got there. I wanted to get there because I was playing one game and people were like, oh yeah, I play at Canseco's house. I'm like, come on, man, let me get there. Right? So that would be a fish. I'd be like, oh yeah, I want to play with Canseco, right? He did $200 buy-in and he got unlimited buy-ins.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Nobody else did at the table.
House rules, right?
Yeah, he got unlimited buy-ins. So he would just buy in and buy in and buy in and play stupid and just go after you. Yeah. So, man, can you imagine if you lost all your money to one of these guys at these tables? You lost $1.5 million, and then you find out later Chauncey Billups, who suckered me into going there, was actually just running a mafia ring with me.
Yeah, that's how...
That's how you go to jail.
That's how the other person goes to jail, because they may have you on a text thread, or they may have you on a video camera, or they may have you when they have tapped phones. And it's like, hey man, did you know that poker game? Like, we know that you were at that poker game. And do you know why you lost so much money?
Yeah.
Here's why you lost so much money. Would you like to tell us who else was at that poker game?
You know what? I would. Now that you mentioned it, I would like to tell. Speaking of people telling people things, You think that there's a... Would it be patient zero, or is it agent zero, or is agent zero becoming patient zero?
It's when, like, the entertaining part of what it is that you do can be a very dangerous game. Now, Gilbert Arenas got popped by the feds back in July, I want to say, and he was out of custody pretty quickly.
And back to living his life?
And doing a live stream. But here's the thing. When you are the guy that's known for saying kind of crazy stuff and being provocative, it might make people question real life stuff. When you got one of the things that I know is that if you get out of custody too quickly, people are like, how'd you get out of custody so quickly? You must have a great lawyer, right? Well, Gilbert had been on a live stream and he talked about the conditions and how he never, ever wanted to be in custody ever again.
I'm the only one that bailed out. Everybody's still there. Yeah, they're not letting them go. they're not letting them go, man. I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't know who them was, but it don't look like they was getting out. I don't know what language they speaking, but I was like, yeah, nah, it look like y'all stressed. But all right, partner. Hey, y'all, good luck in court. Hey, man, because I'm pretty sure I ain't going to be there when it's time to go. Because, I'm snitching.
Wait a minute. He just said I'm snitching and tried to laugh it off right there on a live media stream that Chris Tannehill was able to get?
Yeah. By the way,
the feds probably were able to get that too, right? And like Chauncey Billups probably has access to Gilbert Arenas telling the world that he is snitching.
He pled not guilty. And by the way, the reason that he was indicted, the charges he was indicted on, was for hosting illegal high-stakes poker games.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't take a lot to connect some dots, and that's probably not fair to Gilbert.
Yeah,
and
I'm snitching.
But when you say that the reason that you ain't never going back to jail, and I'm not mad at him for not wanting to go back to jail.
Oh, no.
But sure, when you say the reason you're not going back to jail,
I'm snitching.
After
I'm snitching.
Arrested and indicted for hosting illegal poker games, and then other people in the NBA get arrested for illegal poker games.
Yeah.
It doesn't look great.
I think Gilbert has lost the right to fairness. He has lost the right for you to presume innocence. lost the right for all sorts of things in that way. Gilbert ought to fear for his well-being, don't you think? If this is a situation that Gilbert finds himself in with others perhaps having the thought that you're having?
Let's give Gilbert the benefit of the doubt.
Wow.
That he was doing this for effect. And he thought it was funny, and it's a funny thing to say because of how people feel about snitches. If I were Gilbert, I would be uncomfortable today. I would be very uncomfortable because I'm not the only one connecting those dots.
Hmm. Yeah, no.
And when you consider some of the people that are involved in this, you could understand why someone would connect the dots, especially when you have, no pun intended, because we know Gilbert has had issues with this too, the smoking gun of him saying that he's snitching.
Man.
Gambling and illegal betting on various NBA games about the performance of players on, among other things, the Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers.
They got the names wrong.
Man.
By the way, one of the games in question.
But hold on. Where are the Rangers? How do you get it that
man,
wrong?
Man, the Toronto Rangers was my secondary team this year, man. What a bummer.
That sounds like when Sam Rosen was calling a football game and thought it was hockey. Remember that? He was calling a Bears game.
At least he didn't say the Toronto Mounties.
No.
I'm the Mountie.
But I remember Sam Rosen looked down and thought he was calling. He just, his muscle memory at the time just thought he was doing a Rangers game. And it wasn't. It was a Bears game. But I imagine Sam looking down going, this ice is terrible. What horrendous ice we have here.
And so Terry Rozier was arrested as well.
Yeah.
And he's part of the investigation for using non-public information on players missing times. And there are seven games that the feds are looking at. February 9th, 2023, Lakers versus Bucks. March 23rd, 2023, Hornets versus Pelicans, March 24th, 2023, Portland Trail Blazers versus Chicago Bulls.
All right, I'm going to that game right now. March 24th, 2023, the Bulls won by 28 points.
And I'm guessing some players are DNP, coach's decision.
Let me go check that box score for you right now.
9 points on the board, all courtesy of the strong leg of Robbie Gould. The Bears still down by a point.
He's got one for everyone.
So Justice Winslow, Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant, and I'm going to butcher this one, but Ibu Baji, their top four scorers were out that night.
Yeah.
Top four scorers were out that night.
That's important information to know.
Shadon Sharp led them with 24.
Yep.
Trendon Watford had 15. Bob Eubanks had 12. No, I'm sorry. That's Drew Eubanks.
What about Weeb Eubanks? All right. There are other basketball stories to discuss, and if there's more news on this one, we will share it with you throughout the afternoon. We had this conversation yesterday with Arturis Karnišovas. And Spieggs thinks that there might be an opportunity for a breakthrough between the connection between him and you, the Bulls fan. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
Arturus Carnishovus is here, or Carnishovus. I still say it both ways.
I don't even know what's the correct way anymore. You know, for 30 years they butchered my name, so I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll stick with what I said then.
Yeah.
I think the hope of Modest taking a big leap. We never got clarification on that, did we? I just kind of rolled right through it.
I got clarification. That's why I call him Carnishovus.
When did you get that clarification?
When I had a private conversation with Arturus about 15 months ago.
Well, why don't you share that with your partner? Why you hold on to that?
I figured when you heard me say Carnishovus, that would be the cluing in that you would need.
But you heard me say Carnishovus. You know, you didn't like help me out or correct me. What's going on here?
It's Carnishovus.
Horns is out here playing chess, man, because he saw this segment a mile away. Before we could dunk on you.
Well, Arturus was, he doesn't seem to care if I get it wrong or Lawrence gets it right.
It's also Arturus.
What?
I'm kidding.
No way.
I'm kidding. It's not.
But man, I enjoyed that conversation. And if you didn't catch it and you're a Bulls fan, I would catch it. But it's funny. We got a text from a guy who said, I don't even really like basketball, but that was a really good conversation.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
He's a really likable guy. And it's funny because that's one of the things that a lot of people around the Bulls have been saying to the Bulls is, you know, Arturus should do more stuff because he's got a really dry sense of humor, and sometimes it's hard to figure out like where it comes off and where it doesn't.
Well, it's been bad at trade deadlines getting accosted by an aggressive beat.
Yes.
That's been rough.
No, there's no doubt about that. And I'm glad that there are people out there that think that it's important to ask tough questions about
me
all
too.
Of this. And I felt like you asked some tough questions of him yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah, I appreciate that. I think we did. I think I did, and it was kind of mixed in as the opportunity presents itself for us, which is to actually have some connective conversation. That's the opportunity, and when we get somebody who might not be a great interviewer, might not be a great talker, the opportunity is for us to actually ask some real stuff when you're actually connecting, especially face to face.
Yeah, and then it becomes about how do you try to extract information. Do you just go into press conference mode where you're just firing all the questions, or can you build a conversation that then leads to better answers from the person that you're sitting there talking to?
That's the fun for us.
Everyone has a different style.
Totally.
I usually tend towards being in press conference mode when you're talking about people who run organizations, but I felt like the choices that we made editorially yesterday were really good in trying to get him to open up. And when he did open up, I thought there was legitimate stuff in there that's interesting to watch and to follow up on. Here's an exchange that we had with Arturis about what he owes the fan base and how he interacts with fans.
Well, I probably enjoy to watch everybody else, but then I'm very nervous to watch us. You know, I don't know how much I enjoy our games because, you know, I usually, you know, start in one place, then I end up in the second quarter somewhere else, and then I might end up in the fourth quarter in my office across the street. So, but when I watch games, I still, you know, obviously love the game and watch the, you know, every game I can. You know, sometimes we on the text with, you know, front office actually just you know, our impressions of the game, and we just comment, and you know, like we got nothing else to do, but you know, 24 hours is basketball.
Well, so that's not that crazy. There yeah. used to be an executive in town, a baseball guy, Kenny Williams with the White Sox, used to be on the treadmill yeah. while the White Sox were playing because he didn't know what to do with the nervous energy.
Yeah. Well, I've tried it all. You know, like I said, you know, I've tried in suite, I've tried in room by myself in front of TV. I tried to go to weight room and in our practice facility and work out there while two TVs are on. I've tried it all, but
none of it's worked.
I still don't know what I'm going to do this year. But this building is very electrifying for me, and you know, the fan base is great. The losses are the hardest ones, and especially by, you know, double digits or something like this, you know, you want to go to every fan and just apologize. I think it's all about, you know, everybody likes a winning team, you know, and results. And, you know, I'm enjoying also building something. And I think this team is on a way up. I feel that we're building something here with this young team. And it's not only great basketball town, it's great sports town, right? And I don't think they, you know, you can go to other cities that, you know, can the cities, you know, angry fans. But I think that in Chicago, there's a good combination of, like, care factor. And they also educated, you know, in the sport that they watch. So, and I think they just want to, you know, to see their team succeed, and especially in this building. And we got to bring a home court advantage. I think we had a better record last year away than home, and that should not happen.
It's Arturis Karnišovas with us yesterday. And you got him going, Lawrence, by asking him, like, what he loves about basketball, what he loves about watching basketball. And that led to him saying he loves watching other games, and it's just more stressful to watch his own. But I believe he is earnestly trying to build something that's deep. He talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he knows, obviously, he got SGA, which is a superstar, but they have a very deep squad, and that's what you need. And last night, they went 9 deep, I guess 10th deep. They did end up going to a 10th guy. There were some things to like about that, how aggressively they played, and they could go even deeper, I think, than they did, but how quickly they played and how well-coached they were. I'll be interested to see what they can do this year. And I like him more after having that conversation. That's
first
for sure.
10 games are going to be a big thing for the Bulls. Their schedule is not real easy over the first month of the season. And let's see how they do. I still have a lot of questions.
Understood. One quick thing I do really like, Patrick Williams was the eighth man last night.
And he's got to earn it.
Doesn't need to be any higher than that. Doesn't need to be handed anything. I don't care how much he's making. I don't care what the pedigree is. You don't play him, Billy, if you don't need to, if you don't want to.
Why don't we talk about the Bears head coach and his idiosyncratic nature? It has been the conversation around the NFL. We will share it with you next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.